Some state legislators in Texas are said to be abusing a certain privilege. Legislative continuances allow any state legislator who's an attorney to delay all civil or criminal proceedings in which they are involved. Public interest groups charge that some legislators are selling their powers to delay court cases in major product liability cases. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Imagine you're a Texas lawyer and you represent a client whose heart valve was allegedly damaged by the drug Fen-Phen. After a year of discovery and pretrial motions, you're about to go to court when suddenly your opponent signed on to their legal team, a Texas state legislator. The next day, the legislator tells the judge that because he's now working for the drug company, the judge has to delay the trial because the legislature is about to go into session. The judge has no choice but to obey. That's the law in Texas. That's what happened to Houston lawyer Scott Neighbors, and he says he wasn't surprised.
The way that I knew there was a possibility that Wyeth would use a legislator to continue my case was because they had done it in two previous cases, which were set for trial right before mine.
Wyeth Pharmaceuticals recently hired two legislators who then delayed five Fen-Phen lawsuits around the state. These days in Texas, the price for legislative continuances can be anywhere from $20,000 to $100,000, depending on the size of the product liability case. And the cases that have been delayed by legislators include some of the biggest lawsuits in the state: Firestone Tires, breast implants, asbestos cases, and Fen-Phen lawsuits against major drug companies.
It's a secret privilege. There are no records filed in the legislature. There's no record of how much money is paid.
Craig McDonald is the director of Texans for Public Justice, a public interest group that is fighting for disclosure of these legislative continuances. There is currently no reporting of which legislators are delaying which cases or how much they're getting paid for their services.
We believe this practice is being abused all around the state by many legislators of both parties. We just don't know how extensive it is because we haven't been able to open up the records.
There are only a handful of state legislatures that have given themselves this power. In addition to Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, North Carolina, and Virginia. But only Iowa and Texas allow judges no discretion to use their judgment. And critics say that's a key component of abuse, because it's only when judges have no discretion that defendants know with certainty that when they hire a state legislator, they get a delay. In Texas, defendants have recently been hiring newly minted legislators, signing up freshmen as soon as they've been elected, in one case even before the legislator was sworn into office. Craig McDonald says that legislators are coming from both sides of the aisle. Before this latest session, Hispanic Democrats from South Texas delayed asbestos and Fen-Phen cases around the state.
One day, you're a small-town lawyer doing wills and divorces. You get elected to the legislature, and the next day you are a lucratively paid, high-priced corporate lawyer working on complex product liability cases. But you're not really working. What you're doing is filing a single piece of paper.
Recognize Representative Brown for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, it's a great day for Robbie Cook and I because...
It is only in the last decade that the Texas legislature has managed to put some distance between itself and what some inside the legislature call the bad old days. The stories of state legislators carousing up and down Congress Avenue in Austin with lobbyists from the oil and gas industry are legendary. Being known as a friend to Texas business is an honored tradition here. Soon after Gabby Canales began running for the state legislature from South Texas, she got a call from the legal team representing Wyeth Pharmaceuticals. After Canales won her election, she signed up on three of Wyeth's Fen-Phen cases. She quickly used her newly acquired powers of legislative continuance to delay them all.
I do think it's appropriate. I think Wyeth is a wonderful company. They do wonderful things, and I'm proud to be a member of their team.
At 29 years old, Canales is 3 years out of law school. She admits that she has little experience with complex product liability cases.
I haven't been practicing law all that long, and that was one of the reasons that I wanted to work with Wyeth, is because of the experience. I practice law in South Texas, so I do a lot of family, I do criminal, I do probate, I do a little bit of everything. I don't really get a chance to any big cases, since my dad's a judge down there, and most people want my dad to be the judge.
In fact, Canales' father was the judge in one of the Fen-Phen cases she was hired for.
Actually, he was the judge until I signed on. Then, of course, they wanted to kick me out of the case. At that point, he wouldn't make that decision. He let somebody else make it. He wasn't going to determine whether or not I got to stay in the case.
Judge Terry Canales had previously issued orders from the bench that there were to be no new lawyers added to the case, but that was before Wyeth hired his newly elected daughter. Rather than cost his daughter her fee, Judge Canales recused himself, which delayed that case even further. While defendants in Texas can delay trial with legislative continuances, there is a risk of angering the judge. The Fourth Court of Appeals in San Antonio chastised Wyeth for using Gabby Canales to delay its case, calling the company's conduct, quote, questionable at the very least. For her part, the young state representative doesn't believe she's doing anything wrong. Canales won't reveal how much she's getting paid by Wyeth, although she says the reports of $100,000 are a little high. Canales doesn't believe that Texans for Public Justice or anybody else has a right to know what she's getting paid.
Basically, what they want is for me to disclose my continuances. My continuances are filed out of my law office and are not public record. They're not entitled to them, in my opinion.
Canales' opinion is shared by many lawyer legislators who, after all, make a paltry $6,000 a year as a Texas state representative. Like Canales, many legislators feel flattered to have such good relationships with clients they might want to work with later in their careers. But Dallas Representative Steve Wolins is trying to put a stop to this.
I keep going back to a fundamental issue. It's the but-for test. But for there being a member of the legislature, would they be hired in a case? No. Why would you hire a defense lawyer to represent you in a product liability case? You wouldn't. Why would you hire a lawyer who's been a lawyer for 5 minutes to represent you in a complicated drug case? You wouldn't, except for the fact that they just got elected to the Texas legislature.
Wolins insists scheduling conflicts are not unique to lawyers and that legislators who are accountants or real estate agents or businessmen don't have unilateral powers to delay their non-legislative work. Representative Wolins' bill has moved out of committee and is headed toward the House floor, but there is a competing bill that would leave legislators with the power to delay trial and Texas judges with no discretion to stop them. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Austin.